Hello.
Welcome to Universal After Dark, a Universal podcast that's not the same as all the others. Hello and welcome to this special beta episode, secret behind the locked door in the line, the witch in the wardrobe, go through the wardrobe, turn left at the lion, and then turn right at the witch, and then you get here for open mic.
Well, hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me up there? Is this thing working? This thing on. Is this thing working? Is this thing on?
A soft open mic, isn't it, really?
What about opening? Get a Viagra. I love a soft opening, to be honest. So joining me tonight is the two Pauls.
Hello.
Hello.
And there's me. I'm here as well. I'm drinking Diet Coke. What is one Paul drinking?
I'm drinking another can of 7-Up.
I've got these little mini cans of Diet Coke and I'm on the sixth one.
Do you know what? They bring back memories of Woolworths.
Oh, yeah.
One of them and a bag of Pick-a-Mix.
Yeah. Oh, happy memories. And nice. Mr. D, you're on the...
Well, no, I'm sorry, I finished that. So I got a bottle of Cruz Campo here.
Nice.
Spanish beer.
Good lad. That's what I like. And the weather's improved. Now we're into May, hasn't it?
I know. Yeah.
It's got a bit of a suntan, all that wind's gone and all the rain.
Yeah, cut the grass today. Yeah. Pressure washed the patio, getting the furniture out of the cupboard, out of the shed, the patio furniture.
And who'd have thought?
To sit on it, but it's getting there.
Who'd have thought Rishi Sunak would have stopped the boat?
Yeah.
anyway, right. So.
Get political.
Yeah. Oh, mate, we should do a politics after dark. It'd be boss.
Ugly.
Yeah.
We'd never talk to each other again.
And that's how the After Dark Network ended. It's like the fourth Planet of the Apes film. So, P-Dabs, you've had the first idea. And so the basic premise of open mic is anything goes. Some of them will be planned, i.e. top tens, that type of stuff. Menus, maybe. New menu for a new, you know, new restaurant, whatever. But some of them are going to be blind as well. And we're all going to take turns. We're not doing one each tonight. There's only one an episode. So P-Dabs has got it this one, and it's blind. So yep. me and Mr. D don't know what's coming. So over to
no,
you.
No clue.
No, and this is kind of why it's the beta one. It's not a massive topic. It's not going to take us forever to talk about, but it's something that's kind of been floating around in the Universal News atmosphere for the last couple of weeks. And that is, does Rip Ride Rocket still have a place at Universal Studios?
Oh, top topic. Yeah. Well,
as it has been floating around that there's a possibility isn't long for this world.
Ooh. Is that true?
That's surprising.
There's a possibility it is coming to the end of its life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As it is, it will have to be retracked at some point in the very near future.
That's what they did a better job than they did about Halt.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. It's around the same time.
Or Riff Ride Rock.
Now. So also obviously we saw the song selection reduced massively.
Yeah.
In the last year or so, we're down to 5 song choices now, compared to what the 30 that it used to be. And also, and this isn't something that's commonly talked about, is it's actually not in an area of the park anymore. Obviously, it used to be part of Production Central. That's no longer not there. It's been replaced by Minions Land. So technically, it's part of the New York area with a name called Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket. So it doesn't fit. And I'm sure you guys know, it was never built properly.
Yeah.
It was put in backwards, which is why it doesn't fit. I remember, and I don't, you guys probably do as well, I was there while they were building it.
Without doing any like official facts and information and science, what year? Because I seem to remember it being either testing or when we were there.
We were there Christmas 2008. So it would have opened the following year.
Yes, we were there 2009. Now, I can't remember if we rode it that summer, because we would have been staying in a villa. We wouldn't have had express passes and none of that malarkey. Maybe we were watching it being tested or something.
So it opened on the 19th of August 2009.
Yeah, so we would have been there or thereabouts. Like on and doing a very loose holiday, whereas now I could say, oh right, we were there the first 5 days of the holiday. I have got no idea what we did, because we used to get up and say, oh, we're going to SeaWorld today. Oh no, well, we wanted to go to Busch Gardens. Oh, all right, let's go to Busch Gardens. That's how we did 2009. We learned a hell of a lot off that year.
So it is officially listed as being in the New York section. So that's great, with it being called Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket. It cost $45 million to build. It's 15 years old. It'll be 15 years old at the end of this summer. So it's due for a recheck. That's how it goes. It's an interesting one, because it does feel like it's kind of come to the end of its shelf life. And as people have said, there's a lot more roller coasters going into Epic Universe. So what are your guys' thoughts on whether it sticks around? And would you want it to, or would you want something new?
I'll let you go, Mr. D.
Well, that's a funny one, because a lot of it kind of spans other areas. It goes between things and over things. I mean, you've got the main queue area and load area, which I guess there's a reasonable footprint. You could put something in there, but I don't know how big it would be. I don't know how big an attraction you could actually put in there, unless you put in another coaster, which also kind of went around stuff, you know? I don't think it takes up as big a footprint as you would think. So whatever went in there, I think, would have to be fairly small and compact. I mean, we don't ride it every time we go now. I mean, I remember when it did open, it was a big ride and it was popular. I think it's still quite popular though, isn't it? I mean, there seems to be a fair length of queue, but I also know a lot of people who don't bother with it, who don't like it. I mean, including some of my family. I don't think it would disturb me to see it go, so long as something went in its place, because if you just take it away, then it does help consume the crowds, doesn't it? So if you just take it away, then those people are on other things, so the lines for everything get longer. Could you retheme it, do you think?
I guess you could. You could certainly theme it to something. Well, you could retheme it to the Fast and the Furious if you really wanted to.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It doesn't really
fit though, does it? Because that's based in California as well.
Yeah.
And which is why it currently sits in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It's Craig. Do you want to jump in?
I hate this ride. I hate this ride with a passion. But when you see it, and when you see other people riding it, I love this ride. So one of my enduring memories of it was just early morning, early park admission, being right at the back of Men in Black, and basically Universal's empty in front of me, but all I can see Rip Ride Rocket going through its motions, going into testing and all that type of stuff. And that was the only movement in the picture. And I think I took a short video of it. And it's one of my favourite little things, one of my favourite little memories of seeing it. Would I miss it? No. I could see it ripped out tomorrow. So that's how I am with it. I really hate but love it. It's horrible. It's a horrible ride. Our Grace was always...
What is it you don't like about it?
Oh, right. So it's all like we're express all the time because we've got we're in the Hard Rock or whatever. So you don't get time to sort of get ready. You just walk on it, right? Mm. And it's a mad panic to get you on. It's a roller coaster where you're going to go up at a 90-degree angle.
Yeah.
And I've seen people on the news in my villa or wherever getting evac'd off it, where it's broke down in a horizontal position. Mm. And the thought of that terrifies me. Now, I don't know if it happens. I mean, it must happen like... very, very rarely. There was always a problem, I seem to remember, with the cars and their connections and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was put together wrong, as PDAP said. And so I've got that safety issue in the back of my mind. Then you rushed onto it, and they've got to get you on quickly because you are going towards that, and they don't want it to stop. And they literally fold this support over you. They just fold it over you. So you're in there and you've got no straps going over you. You don't actually go upside down on it. It looks like you go upside down, but you don't go upside down on it. So you haven't got harnesses keeping you in. And then it's like, if you're lucky, it's 30 seconds of intense thrill. And then the rest of it is just run off. And that's, I don't get any, once you've got over that, it's relief, it's terror and relief. Mm. You're as high as the aeroplanes when you come over the top. It's horrible. And then it's like that. And I've got brilliant memories of doing it with the family. I have. Our Grace was not tall enough for years. And then when she is tall enough, I think it was in the 2017 one, she come off sobbing. She absolutely hated it. I hate it. I feel sick coming off it, proper nauseous. And in this year, last year's holiday, 23, I had to run around and do it again because other kids wanted to do it. And I'll always go on when any of the kids want to do something. I'll always go on and do it with them. But I didn't want to do it. I don't like the lockers. I don't like that you've got to have... I understand why. I appreciate why you've got to have metal detectors, but you don't have them in Disney. So what's the difference? You just get bellends in Universal who like to throw things off roller coasters. So I don't like that side of it. I don't like the lockers. It takes you 20 minutes then when you get off to go and try and find your video. You know, we've always been lucky. We've always had prams And we've always had someone who doesn't want to ride it. So you don't generally have to use the lockers, but we've also had to use the lockers. If it went tomorrow, I'd happily see it go. I think from memory, the Ghostbusters stage show was in there somewhere in there. I can't remember the geography of it, but I think it was there. I'd have that back any day of the week.
The ride, the roller coaster goes through it.
Yeah. I'd have that any day. Bring Ghostbusters back. Bring a sit-down, air-conditioned show back. All day long for me.
Yeah. So diving into my thoughts again, I'm very mixed on this. I have to be honest. As I said, I remember watching them build it. It's very few actual attractions that you get to see built like that. And it was halfway done. Obviously, it was only announced that year and they built it within 18 months. So that holds a little bit of a thing for me, having seen it being built. I've only been on it once. And that was enough. I've said it before. It's not that it's a bad coaster. I'm just not a massive coaster person, which is stupid to say when I host a podcast about theme parks. But I'm kind of a one and done. If I'm not a particular fan of it, if I've done it, I've done it. That's it. It's ticked off. But as Craig pointed out, after the vertical lift hill, it's a standard layout. There's nothing particularly exciting about it. I don't like that it now is completely out of place where it is. It doesn't fit in. And to your point, Mr. D, I think there's quite a lot of land in that corner that they can use. You've got to remember that the Blue Man Group or Nickelodeon building is right there. That's currently sitting empty. You've got what was the theatre where Ghostbusters was, which is still there, just not being used. Obviously, where they have got the board in is another footprint. They're not going to get rid of the stage, unfortunately. I don't think that's going to be going anywhere, despite how much room it takes up. But there is a plot of land there that I think they could fit something decent in. I'm sure they probably won't. They'll probably put a slow moving dark ride or a 3D attraction that then they take the 3D off of. There's plenty of room for that. I think I'm on the same page as you guys. If it's gone, it's gone. If it sticks around, it does. I just don't think it's worth the cost of retracking it. In my opinion, I think it's not a classic. It's not in the same guise as the Hulk. The Hulk was a beloved roller coaster before they did the work. This not so much. So I think, in my opinion, I would probably get rid of it.
I don't think. Oh, come on.
No, go ahead.
Well, I don't think times I've been to Halloween Horror Nights with Stuart, with Nick, and then with everyone. I don't think in any of them years we've ever felt the urge to go and do it. Because there's always the potential that you come off that ride with a headache, like the Hulk. I wouldn't thank you for, I did it with Nick. It was his first time ever doing it. And I'm fairly certain I've done it with Stewie.
Did it with me.
Did it with you.
Because Nick refused to go on it.
Yeah.
We did Rip Ride Rocket, all four of us.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. Don't you remember we met the team member that was from Birmingham?
I've got no memory of that.
Tried to sell us the video.
Oh, wow.
We came off it and went to look at it, and the guy was from Birmingham. And was like, where are you guys from?
I vaguely remember that bit. So,
we did it first thing.
So, all right. So there you go. So we did do it. We did do it. Wow.
Just because we wanted to get Nick on it.
Yeah. But I mean, I think COVID, I hate that word, but COVID has got a lot to answer for because 2019 in one breath seems like yesterday, but then seems like a lifetime ago.
It's half a
So
decade.
half a decade, and so much has happened in that half a decade. So yeah, I genuinely had forgotten that we'd done it. I'm glad
Just
we
looking at
did.
the
Go on, Mr. D.
just looking at the crowd at the wait times, it's 25 minutes at the minute.
That's a walk on, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean it's the same as Men in Black are 25 minutes, Jimmy Fallon's 25 minutes, Spider-Man's 30 minutes. So
Wow.
it's not top tier, because like Gringotts is, Revenge of the Mummy's 45 minutes, Gringotts is I think 40 minutes,
These wait times are amazing.
35
We should be
minutes.
over there now, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I know.
It's incredibly
But
quiet out there at the moment.
yeah, I mean it's not top tier, definitely. But it is consuming some capacity as well. So yeah, I think if they put something else in, I can't imagine anybody's really gonna get upset. It's not a Splash Mountain, is it? No, there's
No.
not gonna be a
No.
campaign to keep it. So yeah, I think if they came up with a good replacement attraction, then I'm all for it, I think.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to re ride it with you boys. I'm glad I got to ride it with the family again last year. What I will say is it did look a bit grotty last year,
And
a bit.
it has had some reliability issues.
So maybe the end is nigh and they're not spending the money on it that they should be.
The only thing I will say is that it will be missed of an evening, because it does make an atmosphere, even if you're not on it.
Yeah, definitely.
I did ride it at night. I was going to say that, so thanks for the reminders. I did ride it at night, and it was a better ride at night than it is during the day.
Yeah.
Right, it is more atmospheric because you go up that lift hill and everything's all illuminated around you, City Walk and the park and all that. You can see a long way, and then the cars themselves are illuminated, and I don't know. It's just and it isn't quite so. It's funny, in some ways, it isn't quite so scary at night because you go up that lift hill, and although you're high up, it doesn't seem quite so high. I think it's a better ride at night. And that's true for other things as well. I mean, we rode VelociCoaster during the day and at night, and I thought it was better at night. And Dueling Dragons, when that was there, we rode that at night, and that was much better at night. Really preferred that at night. So it does make a difference. But yeah, apart from that, wouldn't really. I think to justify the cost of retracking it, they would have to do more than just retrack it. They'd have to retheme it in some way, and I just don't know how you could do that in any kind of meaningful way. I mean, you could paint it differently and call it something else, but if it's still the same track and layout, unless you put like augmented reality in or some sort of effects or something like that, then it's not really going to fool anybody. So yeah, maybe it's time for something else in that spot.
Yeah.
So
Def
is that all a thumbs up to getting rid?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, if you're going to put something better in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Put a
Yeah, and
toilet
I
in
think that's
there.
what. Well, yeah.
Well, most people crap themselves on the right anyway, so pretty much got
If you've just listened to, or if you listened to our Eater episode,
that.
then we would be crapping ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, coming off
It's
out
good.
the hard rock straight onto that. That's
It's
a good.
right behind it, isn't
Yeah.
it? So.
We have 6,000 calories. Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
protein spill.
Yeah.
Right.
There we go.
I think, yeah, thank you very much, Pete
Yeah.
Abs.
Good
Brilliant.
question.
Brilliant. Absolutely. And that is the spirit of the open mic. So we can give it over to the Patreons if there's stuff they want to talk about. If a Patreon wants to come on, we'll pick a Patreon when we've got a topic off one. We come on and we'll debate it as well. You know, we're not scared of you Patreons with your fucking open mic ideas. Let's do it.
Come on, if you
Right.
think you're hard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't be scared of us. We're soft days.
Unless
we've got the Viagra.
We're so full of blooming Hard Rock Cafe food, we couldn't do it anyway, could we? I mean, I can hardly move.
Weebles that wobble.
Just lie back and think of England.
Mm.
Yeah, right. Thanks, boys.
Yeah, no worries.
See you later. Ta-ra, boys. Ya.
Cheerio. Bye.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.
Bom dia, bom dia.